In 12.00, you can add 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 0. So 12.00 becomes the number 3, and the two are interchangeable. They're equivalent. The third rule that we'll discuss here is that numbers that are equal in value are equal in meaning. So if you have two words that you think are completely dissimilar, and you assign numbers to the letters in those words, and when you reduce those numbers, the number for one word equals the number for the other word, then what we know is that those two words are actually related, even though we may not think of them that way. Traditionally, the best way to describe this is to do an example. Let's take an example of this. Just take a little sidebar. Let's go into the science of gematria and see how these numbers work, because this is going to help us to understand the message in ourselves. The example I like to use is the Hebrew word for heaven, and the Hebrew word for soul. This is adapted from the work of a brilliant rabbi, Rabbi Benjamin Black. The word soul in Hebrew, and again, there are no vowels that are written, so these are all consonants, is the word neshama, N-S-H-M-H. So the letter N, the letter S-H, the letter M-H. So if we go to any Hebrew text, the Kabbalah, any of the mystical text, every one of those letters has a number that we can link to it. N always becomes the number 50. S-H, Shin, always becomes the number 300. M, Mem, always becomes the number 40. H, or He, always becomes the number 5. So we're representing soul through numbers. When we add those numbers together, we get the number 395, 395, or we can add those together, 3 plus 9 plus 5, and reduce until we get a single digit of 8. So in the esoteric traditions, 8 is the soul. In the Hebrew esoteric traditions, 8 is the soul. Now let's look at the word heaven. It's interesting because in Hebrew there is one heaven, the heaven. So the word is ha shamayim, ha shamayim. H-S-H-M-Y-M. Little H is the letter hey, S-H-Shin, M-Mem, Y is Yud, M-Mem again. If we assign the standard numbers to every one of these letters, H becomes 5, hey becomes 5. S-H is 300, M is 40, Y is 10, M is 40 again. If we add those together, we get the number 395, the same number we got for soul. And if we further reduce these, we can reduce them to the number 8. What this says to us is, although we believe heaven and soul are very different, heaven exists in the world out there somewhere, and soul is this realm inside of our bodies, what the gematria is telling us, because the numbers that represent the words are equal, it means the words are equal. It means heaven and soul are one and the same. The heaven that we believe is out there in another realm lives inside of our bodies, and the soul that we believe is contained within us is part of a greater realm. And in this way, I'm just using this as a little example to give you an idea of how the gematria helps us to have deeper insights and deeper meanings into the language that we use today. So I hope this helps. Hope that makes sense. Well, if we apply the ancient rules of gematria to the numbers that represent DNA, then it gives us a whole new way of working with the genetic code and the code of life. Now, what I ran into, and again, as a scientist, this was back in late 1980s, was that if I want to apply gematria to the language of life, to the elements, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, I have to find numbers that represent them. And for every one of those on the periodic table, there's at least 17 different numbers that make every element unique. I can look at hydrogen and I can talk about atomic numbers or atomic radius or atomic weight, atomic mass. How do I know which one was the right number? Well, this was the process that took so long. I'm going to save you that entire process. And what I'm going to say right now is this. If you're taking notes, this is the piece that's important. There's only one number that uniquely matches the Hebrew letter codes with the ancient alphabets. And that number is a very mysterious property that we call atomic mass. And I won't speak about atomic mass in this program. It is a very, very mystical, very unique property. It doesn't mean how much something weighs. It means how much space it takes up. The atomic mass number As technical as that sounds, it's very simple. The atomic mass number that we use to describe our elements is the number that links those elements to the letters of the ancient alphabet. So, in the chalkboard of your mind, if you will, let's make a little chart. Let's look at the elements of life, the four elements that make all life what it is today: hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon. We go out onto standard chart, any chemistry textbook, or you can find it online on your computer. And if we look at the atomic mass, the number that represents this, remember, science describes the world through word and number. The words are the elements. The number that we're going to use is atomic mass. Hydrogen is a 1.00. Nitrogen, 14.00. Oxygen, 15.99. Carbon, 12.00. If we treat those modern numbers just the way we would ancient numbers, through gematria, we can reduce those. There are no decimals. We can add them together until they become a single digit. So the 1.00 of hydrogen simply becomes a 1. 14.00 of nitrogen becomes a 5. 15.99 of oxygen becomes a 6. 12.00 of carbon becomes a 3. And the elements of life now, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, can be represented through the ancient numbers 1, 5, 6, and 3. Now all we have to do is go into the chart of the alphabets and match those numbers, and we can translate the message of the code inside of our cells. Now, the precise details of how this is done, I've described in the book, The God Code. That's beyond the scope of everything that we're going to do here today. What I'd like for you to know is those details are available. We're going to do this at a very high level. We're going to do it very simply. All we're doing is now matching the numbers that we've converted the elements of life into the letters of the ancient alphabets. And when we do that, the modern element hydrogen becomes the Hebrew letter yud, or Y. The element nitrogen becomes the Hebrew letter he, or H. The element of oxygen becomes the Hebrew letter V, or Vav. The modern element carbon becomes G, or Gimel. All we've done is we've treated the modern elements as we would with gematria, and we've treated the ancient letters as we would with science. We're giving both ways of knowing the same consideration. When we do that, we can now apply these letters to the bases of our DNA, and here's what happens. Here's what happens. Every place we see a hydrogen, it becomes a Y. Every place we see a nitrogen, it becomes an H. Every place we see an oxygen, it becomes a V. Every place we see a carbon, it becomes a G. And this is for the first layer, the first level of the message in our cells. So we're converting the elements into numbers. We're converting the numbers into letters. And when we do that, the strand of DNA literally becomes different combinations of those letters for the first layer in the cells of our bodies. Different combinations of the letters YHVG. YHVG. What does it mean? What does it mean? Well, the first layer, and this is the key, the first layer to the introduction in the cells of our bodies literally translates into only two words, two very powerful, very potent words. YHVG. YH literally translates into English, and you already know this because we spoke about it, it's the ancient name of God, or the word eternal. YH, Yah, translates to the word God, eternal. VG, or VG, GV in the Hebrew traditions, translates literally into the words within the body. Within the body. When you put these together, what we find is that the first layer of the message in the cells of all life, the first layer of the message in the cells of your body, literally translates into the English words, God eternal within the body. God eternal within the body. Doesn't say who God is or where God has come from, or how the message even got there. It simply says that whatever you consider to be that force, the creative force that seeded an entire universe and our world and our bodies, that force resides within you, within every cell of your body. When we're looking at the DNA bases, they are literally different combinations of these words. God eternal within the body. God eternal within the body. Whether we're speaking about an amoeba or a blade of grass or the complexity of a human body, we are literally made of different combinations. If you translate the chemical codes into the alphabets, different combinations of God eternal within the body.